With SRN News, I'm John Scott. The recent budget battle in Congress set the groundwork for determining the leadership of the House in the next Congress. Details from correspondent Bernie Bennett.
January 3rd marks the first day of the 119th Congress, and its first order of business in the House will be electing the Speaker. Assuming all members are present and voting, Speaker Mike Johnson can't afford more than one Republican defection on the House floor. That day, 219 Republicans are expected to take the oath of office, and all 215 Democrats are expected to vote for House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries, who says that Democrats will not save Johnson from a GOP revolt. Democrats, meanwhile, are opening the door to collaborating with Republicans on a tax bill, as the GOP faces several obstacles on the road to extending President-elect Trump's tax cut law. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
Also at SRNnews.com, American consumers feeling less confident in December. The Conference Board said that its Consumer Confidence Index fell back in December to 104.7 from 112.8 in November. Consumers had been feeling increasingly confident in recent months. The Consumer Confidence Index measures both America's assessment of current economic conditions and their outlook for the next 6 months. Panama's president rejecting President-elect Trump's suggestion that his incoming administration try to reassume control of the U.S.-built Panama Canal.
Panamanian President Jose Raul Mulino says the Panama Canal is Panama's. Every square meter of the Panama Canal and its surroundings belongs to Panama and will continue to belong to Panama. The sovereignty and independence of our country are non-negotiable. The United States built the canal in the early 1900s. Washington relinquished control of the waterway during the Jimmy Carter administration. I'm Donna Warder.
And on Wall Street, the Dow is down 111 points, the NASDAQ up 113. This is SRN News. Pornhub is quitting Florida.
The largest pornography website on the internet says it will no longer do business in the Sunshine State because of a law that requires it to verify that its customers are adults. Pornhub has already ceased operations in a dozen states with similar statutes designed to curb the epidemic of children viewing pornography online. However, the Supreme Court is currently considering a challenge to those laws. A decision is likely to be delivered in 2025. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Kentucky's Attorney General says the state is under no legal requirement to use taxpayer money to cover the cost of sex change operations for people incarcerated in state prisons. Republican Attorney General Russell Coleman was asked whether the constitutional prohibition against cruel and unusual punishment means the department is required to pay sex change operations on all inmates who request them. This is SRN News. The Container Store seeks bankruptcy protection.
The storage and organizational goods retailer made the filing on Sunday. It's confronting mounting losses and cash flow shortages. The Texas company dates back to 1978 and has faced increased competition from retailers like Target and Walmart, while the demand for its goods is under strain in a rough housing market where soaring prices and elevated mortgage rates have stunted sales. George Williams reporting.
Party City announcing it's going to wind down its retail and wholesale operations as it prepares to shutter nearly 700 stores nationwide. The company said it has also filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection to maximize value for the benefit of the company's stakeholders. The New Jersey-based retailer said it will keep more than 95% of its 12,000 employees to help with the process of closing down. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm John Scott.